April 23rd, Gurudev, Toronto.
Namo Mahavate Vijnana Krishna Prema Pradhajati Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Bhagavad Vijayana Gurave Bhagavad Chandraya Radhikaya Pradhajati Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Nativam Vajamina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tamnay Maam Charanam. First of all, I humble obeisance in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya-lila Prabhu Swami Astotar Sishmati Bhakti Prakhyan Kisoba Swami Maharaj. I am sending the document of my Shikshadu, Nitya-lila Prabhu Swami Snopa, Astotar Sishmati Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, and Prakrutyacharan Nitya-lila Prabhu Swami Snopa Sishma Madhava Swami Maharaj. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, after departure of Krishna from this world, Kali Yuga, iron is at once came to this world. So all the rishis and maharishis from whole India, about 60,000, they came to Nanisharan on the bank of a river Gomati. And this person, Kali Yuga is coming. At that time, all ladies will be up their chastity. They will divorce their husband. Oh, normally 2, 3, 4 times. But they will record me up to 20, 25. And also, men will give up their religious minded. They will also give up their, they will divorce their wives, and their son will not know that whom and son. In the Kali Yuga, oh, so much suffering will come. Though so much advance of science will be, like we know, airplanes will be, it will be discovered, like mind it will go, and a few hours we can go around the whole world. Also, now computer and other systems are discovered, that is, science has grown further. If anyone, brain is gone, they can put another. If heart, they can put another heart. From kitchen room to of this, they are dying. But what began? They do not stop old age. They cannot stop our day. They are not invented. What is soul? That is, who are you? You should know that you are not this. First, this body is a bag of urine, stool, blood and so on. If you open this, you will see nothing. Only this. So you are not this body, but you are soul. Part and parcel of Supreme Lord. You have forgotten, and that is why you are coming in the rotation of birth and death, birth and death. And you are enjoying for endless pain of endless birth and death. We want happiness, but really we cannot be happy. For this whole world, their variation have made a Sanjukta Rashtra. They want that whole world should be happy. But how they can do anything? So, what they are thinking? They want to make this body happy. But money, but body, one day it will go away. What money you have collected at the time of age, you cannot pay the following things you. Your relatives, son, daughter, husband, any one million go with you. So, in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. They are discussing all things. And in the meantime, Sukha Goswami, the disciple of Srila Sukhadeva Goswami, appeared there. He came. They gave him their sasana and asked, you are disciple of Sukhadeva Goswami. You know Vedic and Upanishad and everything from Parashara Rishi and others. You know everything. Please tell us how a soul will be happy. Jayatma Samprasiddha. Tanme Bhruvi. Jayatma Samprasiddha. The patron asked that how body will be happy. Because they knew that we are not body. By happiness of the body, soul cannot be happy. By eating, drinking and smoking, it may be temporarily your body may be happy, but really not, because you are not so. So what is the process that our soul may be happy forever? And transcendental, gentle love and affection they will receive. So, hearing this question, Sukha Goswami became very happy. She remembered all this being passed on from Krishna. And he told, Savai Kunsam, Paro Dharmo, Yato Bhakti, Yato Bhakti, Ahetukra, Abhyavata, Jayatma, Samprasiddha. Padma is so, the Rupa Goswami, Siddha Rupa Goswami, very near and dear, Parikara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has written, Anna Abhilashita Sunya, Jnan Paramatya Nāpitam, Anukulli Krishna Anusilanam, Bhakti Vishwam. You should have to tell what is the meaning.
In this definition, briefly we can tell the activity of body, mind and tongue, and about this how that goes. If it is done for to please Krishna, then it is not. Whether Krishna will win me, or he is not happy with me, then it means that this is not pure devotion or bhakti. From the example and you clearly find that in the arena of Kamsa, Krishna entered with the teeth of elephant, some drop of blood was in their head, Krishna and Bhakti. In that, when Charu must be, oh, they were ready to fight with Krishna, and they challenged Krishna and Baldev. But Krishna told, I am like a baby boy, and you are more like mountain. How can I fight with you? Oh, I can wrestle from those who are equal to me in age. Then they told, you have killed Akasu, Pakasu, Putana. You are not a small child. And telling, and they catch hold of the hand of Krishna, and they brought them in arena and began to fight to kill Krishna. Krishna was very happy that today, and in giant wheel rush. But though Krishna is happy, but this is not bhakti. Pratikulena, not ankulena. They want to make Krishna, they want to kill Krishna. So this is not bhakti. And in other way, Mata Prasada, you know that she bided Krishna in charted water. Krishna became very angry and he was beating. This beating is it a Uttama Bhakti? Krishna is beating here. Mother, mother, don't find me. Don't beat me. I am beating. Tears coming. Oh yes, it is beautiful. Because the Yashoda mother is chastised, though he may be Parakrama, Supreme Lord. But I am his mother. He should not be spoiled. So I will chastise him. So this is pure bhakti for Krishna. I am giving an example to more clarify what is Uttama bhakti. You know that Maharaj Dasharath in Treta Yuga, to please his wife Kaikeyi, to fulfill his two bones, that Ramchandra should be exiled for 14 years and Bhat should be king of Ayodhya. Ram went to exile. And then Bharat, Sita and Lakshman also followed him. Bharat and Shatrughna were brought there. They were at the home of the Maitreya. Maharaj Dasharath, he told Ram, Haram and left him. He died. When Bhakt and Shatrughna returned back to Ayodhya, they saw that Ayodhya is like a widow woman. No one is coming to me. All are hating. What is it? Then why they are hating me? They don't want to speak with me. Then he went to her mother and asked, oh, why all are sad here? Then soul. I took two bones from Maharaj Dasara and he fulfilled my desire. So Ramchandra has been sent to exile and for that Lakshman and Sita have gone with him. And Maharaj Dasara, oh good night, there is a separation of Ram. Haram, Haram, and first of all, if you are not your mother, I will kill you. But now I have no relation. And then he called Maharaj Vashi, Vashi and all other rich persons of wealthy persons of Ayodhya, and he went to Krishnapur to meet his brother and to tell him that you should return back and be the people of Ayodhya. Mother, three mothers also went there. Whole military also went there. And the paraphernalia of Abhishek for Ramchandra also it was taken. When they reached there, in the night, Bhart took rest with four party and mother. In the night, he went to Mother Kaushalya and he told Mother Kaushalya, there is my request that you, if you will tell Ram to return back to Ayodhya and to be king, he cannot. But if you, he must, you should tell him. He told, how can I tell him? Because am I wrong? No, you are not wrong. You are ocean of love and affection. But Ram, like the mother, in Parma, so he can guide me in your love and affection ocean, but he will not move an inch here and there. So how I can? Then he went to Pasik Mahara, Guru Dev. He told Shanti, and he answered Shanti. And then he returned back. Then, at that time, Maharaj Jana, the father of Sita Devi, he was there, he came there. A big council was there. One side, Sri Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita, and other side, Ayodhya, the inhabitants of Ayodhya, all were sitting. And one side, all the rishis and maharshis were there, and in the middle, Maharaj Janak was there, sitting. Maharaj Vasishtha told, you know that after the death of Maharaj Dasarath, the nauka, boat of Ayodhya is about to be. So, you have reached here. You are their guru and father, like father also. You should save the Ayodhya. Then, Maharaj Janak short words Sri Ramchandra. Will you obey my order? What I will decide? Shorten, because you are like my father and also my guru. And then he short words her and asked, will you obey me? Oh, shorten, I must obey. Then he told, he meditated Bhagavan Shankar, the Guru Dev, and then began to tell. Here, the love of attraction of Bharat Bharat has owned, and Ramchandra is defeated. So, but all thought that, oh, if Bharat is owned, then he will go to Ajodhya and take the position of king. But in the meantime, Maharaj Janak told, though you have won and Sri Ramchandra is defeated, but yet love and affection, Prem has his own reality, rules and regulations. You should go to Ram, he is your yesterday, and ask me how he will be pleased, and do according to that. Then further stood up and fell on the feet of Maharaj Janak, that you are Guru. Up till now I was thinking that if Ram will go, I will be in his head. All inhabitants of Ajodhya will be happy, Bapas will be happy. But I never thought that how Ram will be pleased. How I think. And he went and did pranam to Ram and asked, my dear brother, how you will be happy? I will follow your order. Then Ramchandra told, oh, as Maharaj Janak has told, I am defeated, so really I am defeated. Now I am taking the kingdom of Ajodhya, and out I am king. But I want that father promise also be fulfilled. So for 14 years, you like my representative, you should return back to Ajodhya, and from like my representative, you should look after kingdom. Then Bharat took his sandal on his head and returned. So our happiness is not bhakti, pure bhakti. Like Maharaj Guru, in 6 months only, he meditated on Narayan, and after that he took dozen of Narayan. But what Narayan gave him? 36,000 years, he will be king of whole universe. So his bhakti is not pure. So we should have no worldly desire. We should have desire to fulfill the desire of Krishna. This is pure. By the gradation of this bhakti, Srila Sanatana Goswami has told there are 5 kinds of devotees. Jnani bhakta. Then Sukha bhakta. Then pure bhakta. Then Premasu bhakta. Prepra bhakta. And Premasu bhakta. Prahlada Maharaja, Jnani bhakta. He was not Jnani, but Jnani bhakta. Those he thinks that Aham Brahmasmi, I am handsome Brahma. All are Brahma. Pragyanam Brahma, Tattam Asi, So Aham. That is against bhakti. So, we should not follow this. But here, Jnani Bhakta means he always used to see everywhere in yesterday Krishna. And in everyone heart we used to see his yesterday. And in yesterday we used to see all living deity. That is Jnani Bhakta. Prahlada Maharaj He knew that he is Supreme Lord. He has no first or appetite. He cannot feed him. He cannot become pride.
He cannot message. He cannot do any serving. But by all the senses we should serve. So he is God. Jnana cannot do any personal service to him. Supreme Lord. And then, you know, Ambarish Maharaj, by 11 senses, he used to serve Krishna. And his kingdom ruled by brahmins. And then, more superior, Premi Bhakta Hanuman, always serving day and night. But he cannot give his remnant to Ramchandra, Supreme Lord. He cannot embrace Ramchandra. More superior, Pandav, or he used to eat in one plate, sleeping on the same bed. In this way, Krishna has given birth to her, his sister, Subhadra. In Mahabharata battle, he became charioteer and he followed the order of her. Arjuna, take my chariot in the middle of both
armies.
He did. But when he saw Vishwaroop, last hands, so many bows, everything, and he saw that all both are in the teeth of about to die. Then he began to tell, I have done wrong, offenses. I have told you, Shatara, I have ordered you. You may get my chariot. From now I will not do. Please rescue me. More than that, Uddhava, his Shatara, his Prime Minister, and so many Shakha, Commander in Chief, everything was. But he also cannot give his remnant to Krishna. He thinks him like his Supreme Master. And he wanted his praise. See the high class of devotion of Gopi. Asamaho, Charana Rain, Yusamaham Syam, Vrindavane, Golmala Gausa Vina, Das Pus Kajal Swajal Arya Patan Chahitva, Bhede Mukunda Padme Kusukati in the Vedika. Still now, these Sukhis, the Vedas, they are searching Krishna, but still not they have taken Krishna. But gopis have kept Krishna in their hand. So I want to be in parade of cross in Vrindavan. And there gopis will come and their foot dust will be on my head and my life will be successful. Bande Nanda Prajeshtrina Padarenu Mafiksanhi Jasan Bari Pato Vri Kuna. I am praying the dust of any gopis. One dust. So one dust from whom? Oh, Bandi Rad. Because in separation mode, they have told so many Harikatha, Bhravati, Gopi Gita and Venu Gita. They are not an exception. All unparalleled. So Krishna has himself told Napari Hamdi Ramatya Sanjuna. Oh Gopis, I cannot pity you in having a life of Brahma. I can. But you are sadhu yourself. You can. Excuse me and prepare me, but I will always. Always? And from there, Paradika, Anyaratko Rundam Bhagama Bhagavishwa, Janu Vihari Govinda, Jan An As. Here he carried that, oh, Radhika, this lady who has done with Krishna in Nirjan Pradesh, in solitary place, she is most dear to Krishna because Krishna has taken alone her husband. So Srimati Radhika is supreme. Mother of Krishna, most beloved of Krishna. So, in this life, we must have a goal. Without goal, life of goal, we are like animals. The first step should be goal to be the best servant of such a Radhika. Then we can have some love and affection for Radha and Krishna Jiva. This is aim and object of or bhajan or life. And what is the process to attend? Then, ātam sattha tato sādhu sattva. Tato bhajan kriya tato anartha vipratti tato nishtha bhujit then asakti then bhav and pain. Beginning from there. And for this, you will have to do upadeshamrita, follow upadeshamrita, the nectar of Srila Rupa Goswami, all days. So, in briefly, I have told you, your life should be successful, you should try to make your aim and object of life that, and follow practicing. Go Premanande.